This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
That was the question today. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you are well wherever you hail from and you're listening to this show. So about 100 House Republicans signed on to an amicus brief that was led by Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana in support of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's election challenge in the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas versus Pennsylvania. We've talked about this on the show. Johnson, a member of the House Republican leadership and a big supporter of Donald Trump, said, "Most of my Republican colleagues in the House and countless millions of our constituents across the country have serious concerns with the integrity of our election system. The purpose of our amicus brief will be to articulate this concern and express our sincere belief," I'm reading this verbatim, "that the great importance of this issue merits a full and careful consideration by the court." The president called Johnson to thank him in the election challenge. Johnson tweeted out that the president had called him. And here's the gist of this so you understand. Paxton's case argues that the swing states, and we know what they are, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia, unconstitutionally violated state election laws and therefore should not certify their election results in the U.S. House. Now, 18 states led by Republican attorney generals have signed on to the case, which called for those battleground states to respond by Thursday afternoon. So that's why we're kicking it off with this. In all four cases, the attorney general wrote to the court to reject the lawsuit as dependent on flimsy evidence and bogus allegations. So among the states, only Georgia has a Republican attorney general. And even he argued that it'd be tough for Texas to show it had been harmed by elections in other states. But the administration contends, or the people in the president's camp, that there are constitutional arguments to be made about the certification of election results in states that changed election law amid the coronavirus pandemic without supporting legislation. So a lot of key Republicans signed on to this amicus brief, but some notable Republicans did not. So sign or not sign, that was the question on the Hill today, for the Republicans anyway. And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy did not sign, neither did Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney. And, of course, she's a big Trump critic, so I don't think I was surprised by that. And the Trump campaign, of course, has rejected the December 8th safe harbor deadline of election challenges and even said December 14th electoral college vote does not seal the deal. So instead, according to the legal counsel for the president, January 6th is the date the House reviews the electoral college vote. And it's the hope of the Trump campaign and President Trump's lawyers that the House will reject the 62 electoral college votes from those four pivotal states. What do you think the odds are that that will happen? I don't think the odds are in the favor of the president. And it's interesting, on a day while all this was happening, again, do you put your John Hancock on this as a Republican or not? Do you think it is flimsy evidence? Do you think that this is a time waster, or where do you fall on it? And that was the chitter chatter, as I understood it, in the pretty much among the Republicans. So while that's going on, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were named Time Person of the Year. So they are both the Person of the Year. They were on the cover, and of course, they, and what Time Magazine is saying, they made history when they beat Donald Trump in a bitter election that put him in a small club of presidents who served only two terms. I mean, how many times on the airwaves did I say we've had three presidents that did two terms in a row, and is this going to be the fourth one? And when Donald Trump was elected, I think many people in the beginning, even with some of the tweets and whatnot, thought that, especially with the popularity in some camps, that he would get that second term, while the Democrats were pushing back the whole time and were fearful that he would get that second term. So there were other people that were considered, including Donald Trump and Dr. Fauci and the frontline healthcare workers. All of those were considered, but in the end, it's Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. So what happens with this pushback and this suit? It is up to the courts, as you heard in the beginning. Lady Justice, bum, 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 will weigh in eventually. Lady Justice, by the way, is everybody in the robes that matter at the high court, so it's more than Lady Justice. It's the Supremes. What's going to happen with the Supreme Court and these particular challenges? And again, that's that wait and see thing, but tick-tock, time is certainly running out. In the meantime, there is that push in Georgia, because what happens to the Senate with the runoff elections that happen in January? Incredibly important. If the Republicans take those seats, they still hold the balance of power in the Senate with a Democratic president coming in. It makes a huge difference. If not, the Democrats would have the deck stacked, because they have the balance, at least the numbers is what I'm saying, in one chamber. Where they have it in the Senate, that's the other side of this. And when I say will they have it, meaning is it 50-50 and then Kamala Harris is the tiebreaker, so you know which way that's going to go. So there's a couple of interesting weeks ahead of us, let's put it that way, as we watch to see the tail ending of the Trump administration, unless something unforeseen happens court-wise, which seems that it seems unlikely. But again, I'm not sitting there on the high court, so we'll see. And then, you know, what the balance of power ultimately looks like. I mean, there's three branches of government. You know, this isn't a Saturday afternoon cartoon where I'm telling you what a bill is and how it's made and who's in the House and et cetera. But we know this. I mean, you got your judicial branch, your legislative branch, and your executive branch. So if you've got the legislative branch and the executive locked up, it makes for everything's going your way, ultimately, that you really, really want. You really, really want. All right, the buzz in the land is over more than just what's happening there. It's over the Pfizer shot. And the FDA advisors give it the nod. A full okay, apparently, is very near. There are some people that are concerned about it. I mean, of course, it's not getting the usual vetting because there's not enough time. I mean, this is an emergency pass. Normally, it would take years. It would take years. But the FDA says a COVID vaccine is vital for reaching herd immunity. What does it all mean? You asked about it in the mailbag. We're headed there on the flip side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
In West Virginia says, hey, Katie girl. I haven't had anyone call me that in a while. I'm looking at what's going on with this vaccine, and let me tell you, the people in my camp are scaring the bejesus out of me, if you know what I mean, because they're talking about allergies and conditions and things that we don't know about. Is this more of the fake news or misinformation, or what is it that you know from the FDA? Well, what we know, and thanks for that, that intro. I love that, you know, how you address me. So anyway, a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel, this was what's been set up. They voted 17-4 with just one abstention that the benefits of the vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech outweigh the risks for the people ages 16 and older. They didn't have to follow the recommendation, but often it agrees with the advisor. So it moves the experimental vac closer to authorization. It should happen within days. The first vaccines should be out there probably on Monday, next Monday, because when it gets the clearance, they're going to be distributed across the U.S. There's already a logistical setup, web setup for that, and it's going to be a massive undertaking. We know that. You got healthcare workers, long-term care facility residents, they're first. And then that's about 2.9 million doses to states after that. You know, that's what's going to happen. And there is the concern. The concern is the shot was 95% effective, worked well with regardless of age, gender, race, ethnic background, underlying conditions that cause the people at high risk for severe symptoms because, you know, you have almost, what, you have 290,000 people who have died from the virus. In the U.S., we've had the worst day ever, 3,000 people dying. So among the participants in the clinical trial who didn't show signs of infection during the vaccine, there were 8 virus cases with the group who got the shot and 162 who got a placebo. And Pfizer enrolled about 44,000 people in the trial. So side effects were mild, developed more frequently in people that were 55 and older, but no serious signs of health concerns. This is based on a 2-month trial, though, right? That's it. After the second injection, fatigue and headache, that's the most common reaction. And the vaccine has a technology called messenger RNA, and it's never been used in human vaccines. So I think there's conversation about that. So states have to make the final decisions about who gets inoculated first, but we know that healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents are going to be prioritized. It would have to be, I think, in all these different states. And I think what you're referring to of things that you're hearing is that there were some that reacted bad to the vaccine, and meaning it would be if you had anaphylaxis, you know, a severe form of it, right? The shot is that shot, would that be the reaction? So they're collecting information and guarding against that, watching it because of what happened in the UK with people who were had inhalers and had horrible asthmatic problems. So their reaction, the serious allergies, was a very, very big deal, right? And, you know, safety monitoring. I mean, that's what's going to happen. It's going to kick in, the safety monitoring. They got to work with every single person who gets the vaccine, especially in the very, very beginning of this. But, you know, listen, 95, that's a good number. But the problem, I think, with a lot of people mentally making that jump is this is ridiculously fast, right? Normally you'd have a couple years at least. A couple years would be fast. So this is different. This is different. But also not good is what we're seeing with COVID-19, and now it's really, really starting to spread. The weary are out there, can't mask up, can't not separate. And that's what we saw from Thanksgiving, and that's why so many people are coming down with the symptoms of COVID-19. All right, this one is from Larry, who says, Kate, what's the scoop on Hunter Biden? I heard you talking about him the other night and some of the things that he's being charged with. He is just one damn liability to his papa, isn't he? Well, yeah, I'm sure he would like it if he wasn't constantly being talked about. But they have been looking into him, they, meaning the Justice Department, since 2018. So this is nothing new. And he talked about it. He disclosed it, said that they're investigating his tax affairs and that he has his taxes in order. And he didn't say he wasn't concerned, but he said, this is what's happening and this is my response to it. I mean, listen, his business dealings in China and the Ukraine, that's always been murky for the Trump folks and any Republican allies in Congress. So they're going to harp on that. And of course, Joe Biden kind of goes wild, but contains himself when that happens. But Hunter Biden has denied any wrongdoing, and after the disclosure, his father released a statement of support. So what do they find after these years that they've got on Hunter Biden? Do they have something on him, tax evasion, whatever it is? No, they're not saying that. They won't say anything because that's typical. The attorneys who were involved in the investigation, they have to stay on it, and they don't talk to anybody about it. Of course, they're not going to give comments until they're ready to do that. And one of the things that they're saying, one thing that is being said by people who used to hold offices, justice offices, is that Hunter Biden is one case among hundreds, and it's going to be handled the very same way. So there's no finagling around this. Either they've got something or they don't have anything. That's how I look at it. This one is from Benjamin. And Benjamin says, Kate, I was surprised that Biden and Harris were named the Time Magazine Person of the Year. I get it. They toppled the president, you know, first woman in that VP role, Biden coming back around after all these years, getting the shot, getting the office. But I thought the miss was the healthcare workers on the front line in the unprecedented, uncharted times during this pandemic. Were you surprised by that choice? And I guess why should we care about a magazine cover? But Time still being on Time does have that sway. I was surprised. I was surprised because we keep talking about what's going on with these nurses and doctors. I mean, for goodness sake, in some of these hospitals, in fact, a lot of them, they're working 12 days, 12 hours. I mean, you just might as well pull up a cot in the hallway. You are exhausted. There is no life going on. And we get it. Okay, it's the pandemic, you're called into action. But eventually you get just weary of that, especially if you're constantly having people fade on you, which in some cases, depending on where they are, that's what happens. They die. The patient dies, and you have to deal with that again and again and again. And we're seeing a lot of post-traumatic stress syndrome in the hospital. So, yeah, they should get it the shots first, and I thought they would be on Time Magazine. I thought that's what it would be. But it wasn't. All right, quickly, one more. This one is from Michael, and he says, Kate, I apologize if you've talked about this, but real or fake, which are you? I'm, of course, referring to your tree. He worded that so cleverly, and the way he wrote it to me was very funny. Real. Yeah, it was so fun. Go pick out, support the local economy, I suppose, and the economy of the Oregon tree growers, and got the tree, set it up, and now the only problem is the puppy is, even with a tree skirt on, is going after the tree, not the branches, none of that nonsense. No, going to drink the water out of the tree stand. I mean, like bone dry drinking the water, even though the puppy has his own big bowl. What are you going to do? If that's my biggest problem, I feel pretty good about it. So real, absolutely real, real, real. You can always send me your thoughts, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. You want to sit up and pay attention. Incredible advice coming up next about cybersecurity, especially now during the holidays. What can you do?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote on a national defense policy bill has been delayed in the Senate. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the National Defense Authorization Act because of a provision that would limit President Trump's ability to draw down troops from Afghanistan. On the Senate floor, Paul called out his fellow Republican colleagues for wanting to draw out American involvement in the country.
They believe that a president has the power to go to war anywhere, anytime, but when a president tries to remove troops, they say, oh, no, no, what we really want are 535 generals in Congress to tell him he can't leave a war. How absurd is that? It's exactly the opposite of what both the Constitution and logic would dictate.
Paul's delay also pushes back action on the one-week stopgap funding measure passed by the House yesterday. The federal government will shut down if the spending measure isn't approved by midnight Friday. This is USA Radio News. House GOP members are calling on the Speaker of the House to take some action on a coronavirus relief bill. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Speaker of the New Hampshire House has died of COVID-19. Representative Dick Hinch passed away Wednesday from the disease, just a week after being elected Speaker of the House. New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu called Hinch a tireless leader and an incredible advocate for his community, saying he will be sorely missed. Hinch represented Merrimack, New Hampshire for 7 terms. He was 71. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All over the place online. 94% of Americans are online shopping now more than ever because we're hearing about holiday deadlines and all that sort of stuff. But what about cyber attacks? Joining us now is Tyler Moffitt. He's a cybersecurity expert for Webroot. And you think about this, how can consumers prevent cyber attacks and improve what they're doing online this holiday season? So, Tyler, give it to us. It's really now more than ever, like I said, it's an avalanche of people shopping online. So that's the first thing. You got to be really careful. What can we do?
Absolutely. Yeah, basically, during the pandemic, every day is Amazon Prime Day, right? And so everybody's shopping online. You want to watch out for the scams. And so the most common scams right now are really just advertisements offering, you know, big ticket, popular items, usually electronics or designer sunglasses like Ray-Bans or something like that, where they're 75% off or 80% off. And you click on the website and everything looks legit. And if you give them money, not only will they not send you anything and just take your money, even if they were to send you anything, it's likely just going to be a knockoff item that's worth way less than what you paid for. And so the number of things you can do, obviously using a cybersecurity solution to be able to block those threats and prevent you from entering those websites is great. But another thing anybody can do for free is go to a website called FakeSpot. FakeSpot's fantastic. It's a little add-on you download. It'll integrate directly into your browser. And that's good for when you're on reputable websites like Amazon, Target, Walmart, because a lot of people use reviews to decide what they're buying, right? And I hate to tell you, but those reviews can be tatted and bought and paid for. They can be manipulated. And so when you see something that's 4.5 stars, it might actually only be a 2-star item, but you have no idea because it's been inflated. So FakeSpot will analyze those, find out which ones are created by real people who are humans, not bots, media grade, A, B, C, D, or F. and lets you know so you can make an informed decision when you're shopping online.
Oh, I like that fake spot, so I'm going to do that as soon as I get off the air here with you. So the other thing is, it's a big time to give to charity, especially now more than ever, but I think there's a lot of scams going on. How do you know if somebody's trustworthy or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Charities make the most amount of money they're going to make all year during this time. And so, yeah, be wary of very aggressive handlers who ask for, you know, wire transfers or gift card payments. Make sure to use credit cards. But the biggest way, for sure, easiest, is analyze. Audit the charities you wish to give to. Go to charitywatch.com or Charity Navigator or BBB Wise Giving Alliance. You type in that charity, and you can sort of find out its efficiency, governance, accountability. Because when you give $10, $20, you want to make sure that a good portion of the money you're giving goes to the actual cause they advertise and not just into the pockets of the employees that work there.
Yeah, that's great advice. And of course, we're all connecting virtually. I have family all over the country. I know I'm going to do that. So how do you be safe when you're connecting with someone virtually?
Right. So if you are traveling and you're using any sort of public Wi-Fi whatsoever, please use a VPN to encrypt your traffic and make sure no one can spy on that with any sort of man-in-the-middle type of attacks. If you're at home and just connecting with loved ones who are also on home networking, you don't need to worry about that. Just make sure to use reputable, secure, free platforms. So our recommendations are Zoom and Google Meet. Those are probably the two best free platforms you can use that have tons of security and safety features in there to keep you safe and secure, unlike some of the new no names popping up right now that are requesting permission to audio and video that aren't necessarily as trustworthy and safe as secure.
Yeah. And so as we bounce into 2021, I mean, these are all the things that you just mentioned we should always keep in mind. But what else should we be concerned about?
Right. Yeah. So there's lots of things you can do to increase your cyber hygiene habits, things like that. But the best one that I'm going to recommend that you probably heard a lot, but I'm going to give you a different recommendation, is passwords. So I'm not going to tell you change it every 90 days and have an 8-character password with one special character, one number, one letter. None of that, because it doesn't matter. Criminals are brute-forcing passwords now, and it doesn't matter how complex or crazy your password is. What you want is length. Length is strength. Criminals can crack 15 characters in 15 hours now using software to crack it, okay? And so what that means is you need to think of a super long password that's easy to remember. So my recommendations would be passphrases, things like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, something like that. I'm serious, with spaces. It's really easy to remember, really long, and you can change it up for every different account that you have. So Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs Amazon for your Amazon, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs Facebook for your Facebook, super long, really easy to remember, and different for every different account.
Yeah, I love it. I'm also going to be doing that, so you're going to have me really, really busy. This was great stuff. Tyler Moffitt, where can we go to find out more?
As always, you can go to our website at webroot.com to learn more about our cybersecurity solution and how we can help protect you, but also just learn about news, the trends and tips, and the cyber landscape and what criminals are doing, how they're always constantly changing. You can learn at webroot.com.
Yeah, pay attention to that. All right, Tyler, happy holidays. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot. You too as well.
Things that you have to be concerned with. I think Tyler did a great job of giving you some resources that are free, like he said, that you can look at to check to see how safe you are. And the idea of using a long phrase actually works, because the password stealing is the thing. If that's ever happened to you, you know how difficult it is to try to get out from underneath it. It is a PETA, if you know what I'm saying. So protect yourself however you can. And these are the kind of conversations that we're having more and more and more and more of, because hackers just keep getting better and better and better and better. And that's the fear, ultimately. You don't want that to happen. You don't want to be stuck. Speaking of being stuck, some people feel like they're stuck because in your mind, especially with COVID-19, it's about cleaning the surfaces, washing your hands, all of that. And Clorox just cannot keep enough stuff on the shelf. And they say that the retail shelves won't be well-stocked. You know, there's something about the brand. There are other wipes out there, but there's something about the brand that people, that's it, they want Clorox. They won't be stocked until about mid-2021, because there's just a feverish demand as this pandemic is wiping us out more and more. It's killing the supplies as well. And with the surge, that's what the thing is. They're saying they just can't keep it in. And so if you're looking for it, the big suggestion I would give you is you get to know the people at the store and you ask them, when is your shipment coming in? Because that happens with TP and everything else. And you know, because when ultimately those shelves will be drained, so you need it, and you can get at least one or two or whatever the limit might be, then you need to know when it's being delivered. So there's my little hack for you that's pretty easy to do. And, you know, they say that it's the Reynolds company. They say they're going to ramp up production, and by February they'll ship 1.5 million canisters and packages of wipes daily. I mean, that's just how big that is, because it is absolutely in our heads that it has to be brand. And I understand that, right? I do. I understand that, because that's what you reach for. I just remember my mother always had Clorox wipes. And so if I thought of wipes, yes, there are tons of companies that make them. That would be exactly what I would probably look to as well. So as we kind of veer into a couple of quick hits, this is pretty interesting. McDonald's is giving away free food with app deals. See, it's how do you pull people in? So they have these app deals Monday through Christmas Eve, and on the apps, it's got Santa, Rudolph, that kind of thing. And so for the 11 days through Christmas, it's you know, a minimum like $1 purchase or something, and then you get something else with it. And they're not the only ones doing that, because how do you pull people out to go through the drive-thru? Not that people aren't going through drive-thrus, because I think they are, but especially with surges and all of that kind of stuff. Like even Krispy Kreme, they're celebrating the Day of Dozens 2020 with a dollar donuts deal on Saturday, right? See, some executive, this is what you have to do, probably sitting at home in front of the computer doing Zoom calls, and then you're brainstorming, what can we do? What clever thing can we do to pull people? What can we give away? And what can we give away pretty much almost for free? What is the thing that we can somehow, you know, give away? And what the other thing is that what McDonald's did is that they tied it to characters, right? So they have a different holiday character every day and giveaway for that go to order for free with that minimum purchase thing. And like they threw in, like, you know, Buddy the Elf, free hotcakes, Scrooge, free any size hot or iced coffee, Frosty the Snowman, free any size McFlurry. Are you going to remember this? Here's my favorite, though. And this is, I think, the reason that I felt compelled to tell you this story, to give you this story. Frank Costanza and the rest of us, free bakery item, apple fritter, cinnamon roll, blueberry muffin. Do you know who Frank Costanza is? You do. Think George Costanza. You know who Frank Costanza is. And I'm sure there's plenty of people who won't know who the character Frank Costanza is. But Jerry Stiller played the dad in that Jerry Seinfeld comedy, and Seinfeld, you know, and he played that comedy, I mean, played that character rather so well that it's hilarious that he's mentioned in the McDonald's special when you think of Seinfeld and Seinfeld characters. And of course, Jerry Stiller died at the age of 92 in May of this year. So kind of a little wink to him, or an Easter egg, I guess, if you will. But I don't know. I thought that stood out to me, and I was like, ah, Frank Costanza on the 23rd. I might have to get one of those. Might have to get me a blueberry muffin or something just in honor of Costanza. I love it. All right, enough of this silly nonsense. We're rolling into our final seg here of the hour. I'll meet you on the other side.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Done, I understand, because there is that COVID weariness, and I think it strikes even the strongest of us at the weirdest times, doesn't it? Do you get that insomnia bug? People I know who slept like babies will call and tell me, you know, they'll start buzzing my phone like 3 in the morning and say, whoa, what do you think this is? Just because you have insomnia doesn't mean I do. But a lot of people are really, really, really having a tough time because we've been in this so long and the question marks still exist. I mean, yes, with the vaccine and when the distribution happens and, you know, all of that in between, but it's the in-between stuff that has people on edge. And you see more and more people that, and as I said at the top of the show, we're announcing they've tested positive. Ellen DeGeneres, boom, show is down for till you know, after the holiday season, she tests positive for COVID-19, tells everybody to stay safe. And we're seeing lots and lots of sad stories about families who have unfortunately had events, and somebody came to this tiny, small gathering at Thanksgiving, and they had it and didn't know and then spread it. And that's why from the time I signed on to the new numbers, the fresh numbers I just got, this is the beauty of this show, right? We're giving it to you live. 293,000 people have died with COVID. This is Johns Hopkins numbers. That's out of 15.7 million cases. Now, we wrap in all that into our friends who are listening to us overseas. We feel you, too, as you worry about us in the United States. I can't tell you, I've said this before, and thank you for that, how many emails I've gotten from people in the UK, from people in Australia, Spain, Wales, Scotland, you name it, listening to us and saying they're worried for us, worried for America. So 1.58 million deaths worldwide, that's out of 69.5 million cases. The concern is that we've seen such a jump now. You know, wear a mask over your mouth and nose. CDC is pumping that out everywhere. Stay 6 feet away. These are all the same things. Wash your hands. Stay home if you can. Do your part. Get the facts. And unfortunately, especially younger people, when you were 19, 21, feel invincible. And they're not. And then they don't need to, but sometimes. And they're surrounded by older people. And then there you go. It just takes off in the wrong direction. So, I mean, we're reaching incredible highs, numbers that we do not want to see. So now there's more crackdowns with this whole FDA approval. Okay, that's the good thing. But you look at that, you've got COVID-19 causing the death of a top state lawmaker in New Hampshire. You looked at 3,000 U.S. deaths in a day. And then the warning on top of that, that the worst is yet to come. Wow, there's more than 3,000 a day. And the fact that the places is like a sad, sick, twisted game of whack-a-mole of which state is worse. Virginia and Pennsylvania are really cracking down now because they keep getting these cases that are rising. The governor, Tom Wolf, said on Thursday, the virus comes to rage in Pennsylvania. Clearly, we need to take future mitigation actions to stop the spread of COVID-19. We all hoped it wouldn't come to this. The current state of the surge in Pennsylvania will not allow us to wait. So he's saying, you know, we can't wait. And in Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam threw down an executive order imposing a nightly curfew. It's very unclear about certain things and how are they going to enforce it all, but they do have a curfew. And what's permitted during the curfew? Getting food, goods or services, medical help, taking care of people or animals, child care, that kind of stuff. But the big urge is don't go out if you don't need to go out for no good reason. So Virginia had 21 new coronavirus deaths and 4,398 new cases on Wednesday. So it's that private in-person gatherings, I think, that people are, the health people are concerned about, of more than 10 people who don't live together. Of course, if you live together, that's a whole different thing. Oklahoma. Oklahoma wasn't doing any of this before. They limited indoor activity, restricting indoor youth sporting events and public gatherings, weddings, funerals, holiday parties, to 50% capacity for the next 30 days. So, you know, it depends on the state what they're doing, but we're starting to see a lot of action. And by the way, happy Hanukkah for those who celebrate Hanukkah. It is the first night of Hanukkah going all the way to the 18th, and have a safe Hanukkah, for goodness sake. That's what we wish all of you. If you are indoors, and I'm sure many of you are, for more than you would like to be indoors, you have probably been streaming something. You might be binge-watching. You might be bopping back and forth between, I don't know, between Amazon and Netflix or some other streaming service. I'll tell you one that has just skyrocketed. Would you be shocked to know that Mickey and his pals are crushing it when it comes to subscribers? I mean, just all of a sudden, boom, up to 260 million subscribers by 2024. That's what they're saying, because they've reached a new milestone. They hit 86.8 paid subscribers worldwide as of the beginning of December. That's just over a year after their debut. That's unheard of in the streaming world. I think it's our mic drop moment. Yeah. So I just picture the huddle, the conversation. Oh, what can we put on this channel? Let's do a Disney channel. Let's do stream. We have to do streaming. We're getting crushed. Look at Netflix. Look at what everybody else is doing. We've got to combat this. So, okay, we put this Disney Plus thing together. We throw it out there. Ooh, subscriptions. We throw a few things on it that are interesting. And then we put The Mandalorian on. Ooh, that's very interesting. Jon Favreau, tip of the cap. That guy is brilliant. So they come up with The Mandalorian, and people are talking about Yoda again. And boom, all of a sudden, 86.8 million paid subscribers. They think they're going to hit 90 or more by the end of the year. And then they expect to hit that magical number that I mentioned, the 230 million, the 260. So you start to do the math on that, and you see that some of the Disney in the Disney world are getting let go because they're changing their business model because of the pandemic, and then hoping it holds up. So all of the different streaming services they have, Disney Plus pricing in the U.S. is going to be $7.99 a month. It's now $6.99, so they've popped it up a buck, or $79.99 a year, because it was $69.99. But you can bundle a couple of things. It's like that. This is the whole trick. Who's in bed with who? How are you bundling it? So it'd be like Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. And then it goes up more, but you can bundle them all together. You know, and then the ad-free versions of Hulu and that kind of stuff. I mean, it's never ending. It is never ending. What do we have to subscribe to next? We have a binge habit. In fact, even our intrepid, incredible technical maestro for this show, Alex, admitted that his mom has a problem. She might be a closeted binge watcher. Ooh! Raise your hand, because I have those special infrared glasses. I can see across the nation and outside of our borders. I just see a sea of hands going up that they're just like Alex's mom. Yeah, they got a binge problem. I'll confess. It's addicting. It is. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.